I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Can anyone stop Boko Haram? That's the big question in West Africa. The terror group is trying to unhinge the Nigerian presidential election. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyrs, says both candidates claim to be able to confront the building violence of the terrorist group. Nigerian terror seems a long way off, but not for our fellow Christians. Nettleton says with regard to the election and Christians, the church worldwide has a responsibility.
This is something that really needs to be a significant item on our prayer list, because they want some of the same things that we want here in the United States. They want the freedom to gather and worship safely.
Meanwhile, Sat7 Arabic, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is using a children's art program to color outside the lines. Art helps kids express themselves. It teaches, builds confidence, it inspires. The program's called Uncle Manir Scribbles. At the end of every program, the host quotes a Bible verse and encourages kids to illustrate it. Pray the program touches the hearts of millions of Arab children with Christ's love. And what if you could save women and children from slavery by hiking? Operation Mobilization hosts a freedom climb every year where women help raise funds to free people and prevent trafficking. Its goal isn't just to save people physically, but also spiritually. OM's Tina Yeager.
In all of our projects around the world, sharing the gospel is primary. All the rest of the issues that come with that are truly secondary, because we can do everything in the world for them, but if they don't know Jesus, they're not going to be free anyway.
Find the next steps at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You'll be amazed at the incredible stories you read when you get your Atlas of Change Lives free from Sat7. Stories of changed lives from Morocco to Afghanistan. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.